This is KERA News. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, an effort to bring investors to struggling neighborhoods in exchange for tax benefits. They're called Opportunity Zones, and there are 18 in Dallas County, 7 in Tarrant, and 3 in Denton County. At a recent conference on the topic, Courtney Collins sat down with Jerry Ryson. He runs Coasis Coalition, a public benefit company working on these kinds of investments.
Jerry Ryson, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Courtney. Happy to be with you.
What are opportunity zones?
Specially designated census tracts throughout the country and our territories, comprising almost 9,000 of them, wherein you can invest through a fund, and then the investors in that fund get tax incentives.
There's a census tract I'm thinking of that's been designated an opportunity zone in South Dallas that includes Fair Park. It has a labor force participation rate of under 45% and a median household income of just under $20,000. What kind of investment might be made there?
Investment in these zones can be everything from real estate development and renovation to businesses themselves. You can invest as a venture capitalist or just generally in business in these zones.
Can you give me a picture of what kind of investments are typical, though? I mean, what kind of businesses have been going in?
What is currently typical is real estate development. There's a whole industry that dedicates itself to real estate development in low-income communities. So they're ready to act on this right away. As far as venture investment or investment in other tangible assets, there isn't an industry focused on that. So that part of the world is just starting to become aware of it.
So how do you ensure the investments made in opportunity zones actually help the people who live there?
The aim of the opportunity zone program is to cause macro capital flows into these zones. It's not really to dictate necessarily what happens or what the outcomes are. It's really incumbent upon persons in those zones and the traditional players in the low-income community space to take charge and decide what they want.
Critics of this plan say that opportunity zones aren't really likely to create many jobs and fear that the investments made are simply going to gentrify the neighborhoods and push people out. How do you respond to that?
This is at a very high level, this incentive. It pushes macro capital to look at these places. It doesn't change anything about the on-the-ground dynamics, whether it be zoning, community approval of things, or state-directed investment into these zones. The second question is on gentrification. Gentrification is actually obviously a good thing, right? We want value creation. The whole point is these communities are missing out on the value creation that occurs and the wealth creation that occurs in other communities. That if the persons in those communities aren't risen up with the values that are increased in these communities, they have a problem. And that's what's really valuable about the Opportunity Zone program. Since you can introduce investment in business, that's the kind of thing that raises up people's potential and their ability to do well.
In all honesty, there is no rule that says that an investor can't pour a lot of real estate development into a census tract that's struggling, and there may not be anything else that goes along with it.
All this does is incent capital to look to these areas. So if the local community and the state or the city doesn't feel that this is a good thing, they have all the power they've always had.
A lot of Republican politicians have embraced this concept as a conservative alternative to traditional poverty programs, yet the people who live in most of these opportunity zones are overwhelmingly Democrats. Do you worry that could produce resistance to this idea?
It was a very bipartisan, it's frankly the most bipartisan thing I've ever seen, and that's really rare in this current crazy environment. Cory Booker is probably the greatest proponent of it in the Senate. Now, that doesn't really say what the feet on the street would say about it, but I do see some resistance. But I think the resistance currently is mostly a legacy resistance to other programs that had a certain type of promise that didn't perform the way it was supposed to. As this has progressed, I'm seeing the traditional residents and the folks who support them starting to say, wait a minute, we can use this to our ends. I think it's going to be embraced pretty thoroughly.
Jerry Ryson is founder and CEO of Coasis Coalition. Jerry, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Courtney. I enjoyed it.